Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today because we are going to talk about the cost of living crisis that we're all experiencing right now. And so much is happening. So much is going on. Please like, subscribe. And today we have a sponsor, Private Internet Access. I'll talk about them later. At the old golf course in North Tustin. Just a beautiful spot to walk around. Just got to look for errant balls in your face. And you don't want that. So, first things first, guys. We're being told how inflation is taking its toll. And we're experiencing it in every aspect of life right now. Where people cannot afford rent. People cannot afford their mortgages. Housing prices have just gone through the roof. And we've just seen everything, you know, completely upside down. But what's happening is that now it's starting to rear its ugly head in places that we haven't seen before. And first example is last month I talked about the city of Orange, California. Orange, California has such a financial deficit that they are going to put on the ballot a 0.5% increase for sales tax. And it would be on the ballot for 10 years and this would fix the budget. Or would it? And is that fair? Because you guys don't want to cut costs. You guys don't want to get rid of people and the city's not making any money. Well, that's the problem. I mean, you know, you can only raise trash fees so much and, you know, different fees to the cities and business license fee and building permits and things like that so much within a city that it's, you know, reasonable. My buddy Dave and I had breakfast this morning and we were talking about how the city of Seal Beach is experiencing the same thing and that they have, you know, tens of million dollars in the deficit, and they're going to propose the exact same thing. And then, out of the blue, which is in the story below, the city of Buena Park, they're attributing what I'm about to tell you to the fact that they need more police officers. They need 15 more police officers, and the only way to do this is to raise your sales tax. So, guys, this is happening all over the place. Not at the driving range, and it seems like nobody's hitting any balls right now, but we are seeing this all over the place. Now, here's the thing. With everything that's happening right now, people cannot afford to move. My last video, I showed you how ridiculous real estate was. But they anticipate, think about this, because this number is staggering. And that is 2 in 5 people, 40%, feel that there's no way they could ever move from where they are at right now. That they are, in fact, stuck living in the city that they're living in. That's pretty sad when you think about that. Nobody wants to be stuck, you know, in just upside down. All the airlines, you know, over the course of, I always like these guys picking up balls. Look at this. Raking balls out there. They won't let you hit right now. That's why nobody's hitting. Just figured that out. So, with the CrowdStrike debacle, you have things like Delta Airlines. They anticipate Delta Airlines is going to lose $500 million in profit from this debacle. That's crazy. BMW has recalled another 300,000 vehicles. And the vehicles, when they get rear-ended, people get more damage than they would have if they didn't do this recall. So I wonder what the recall is going to be, if it's going to be airbags or what it is. And you know, Microsoft's going to lose, $5 billion in value as a result of the CrowdStrike debacle as well. I mean, guys, do you care? Do you care if Microsoft loses any money? I could care less if Microsoft loses a dime, personally. That's just me. Next thing, coffee prices. There's a coffee shortage right now, and you're going to see coffee prices spike as much as 40%. Nectar of the gods. The worst news that you've heard in weeks is that coffee prices are going to go up. It's never that, you know, hey, got great news. We've produced a bunch of coffee and things are fantastic. Two things in the automotive industry that were fascinating was Elon Musk stock fell 12% with Tesla. And again, have you noticed lately, politically, man, they are out to get this guy. And You guys know I'm not an EV car guy, to say the least. But the fact that they are just burying this guy lately is beyond belief. And it's funny. Bill Ackman runs Pershing Square. He wants to set up a new fund, an investment fund. And all the advertisements are, oh, Bill Ackman's a Trump supporter now. I'm like, Bill Ackman's a billionaire. He's made a lot of money. I don't sit there and go, who'd you vote for? When you sit there and hire somebody, if you want some investment advice, are you going to really sit there and politically rip people apart? Guess people are going to do that. And I guess that's how stupid and divided this is. So, you know, the idea is not to beat your brains out for the rest of your life. We talked about in one of my last videos about how broke people were and how they have no retirement at all. Nothing at all. Nothing saved. And again, you can sit there and say that's their fault. That's not the point. The point is that they're not going to get ahead. And to sit there and say all they got to do is get to Social Security, and then people get there and then they're living with somebody else. And I'm telling you, there's so many people. I did this story about 6-8 months ago about people that were overpaid in the Social Security, and the government said, hey, you owe us $106,000. You have to pay it back. So we won't give you Social Security for 22 months, all these wild figures like that. So people are sleeping in their cars and things like this because of how upside down they are. So it's awful. So Tesla, they're off 12%. And, think about this. 76% of June's income tax, 76% went to pay debt. Isn't that wild to think about? There's the other side of the golf course. Again, I love filming up here, but it's just, I am telling you, it's like Idiotville when it comes to, this is a golf course. And more people shanking balls into the crowd and into cars and things like that. So I hate having my back turned to this right now. But that's that. Person that said that about the 76% of the money was our main man, Elon Musk, said this, and that America's going broke. We don't have the money to live. There is a cash crisis. There is a money crisis. Cities don't have the money. Municipalities don't have the money. States don't have the money. You know, there's a funny, funny story going on right now here in California, and that Gavin Newsom's issues an executive order stating that all homeless encampments are going to be cleaned up. Well, is this guy going to run for president? Is he going to be vice president? Is that what's going to happen? And again, 12th Amendment, I don't think he can, but we'll see. So if he runs for president, what you're going to have is guys like me with all my footage of all those homeless encampments and everybody else who lives here in California that's been in an unsafe situation. They're going to show things like this. So now they're going to clean it all up. Now they're going to get these junkies and all these people that are stealing from everybody off the street. It's funny now. It is absolutely funny now. But we have to do this. It's time. It's time to move them indoors. They need the dignity of being inside. Okay. Didn't need it when they were robbing people, you know, last week. But now they need the dignity to be inside. So hope they get cable and I hope they get reality TV. There's a bunch of good shows. You know, you can watch reruns of Love Island. But let me know what you think about this, guys, because I know so many families that as we are told that gross domestic product went through the roof. And again, it goes down to government spending. If the government spending was not there, it would be upside down. The one thing they didn't talk about in all those reports, and Charles Payne, I saw a great interview with him yesterday. He was talking about how, wait a second, look at people's savings account. People do not have savings accounts right now. That's critical, guys. People need to have money socked away for a rainy day. They can't. And remember, you've heard these figures, $400, $1,000. They don't have any money to get by if there's an emergency right now. And I tell people this, you gotta have, I don't care how in debt you are, you have to have an emergency fund socked away so that if something happens, and again, driving the car and went off into a parking lot and something broke in the car. They hit the underside and on the sway bar. And I was like, huh, never seen that happen before. And my buddy's like, oh, take the pictures and take it to that that shopping center, and they'll have to pay for that. I'm not dealing with that, guys, no. But the idea with it is, thank God I've got a little bit of cash put aside that I can go get the car fixed right now, okay? So let me know what you think about this. How are you cutting back? How are you saving money? People that don't want to eat out, there was a restaurant, Tender Greens, that was so rude to me one night when I was with my kids and we had all ordered food. It's one of those places that you walk down and pick what you want and then they make the plates. We get up front to pay and the guy was scoffed at me because they wouldn't take cash. And I'm like, well, I don't have a card. I don't have my wallet with me. Guess you're not gonna eat. And they just filed bankruptcy, so. Okay, should have taken cash that night. Maybe you wouldn't be bankrupt. Let's talk about our sponsor, Private Internet Access, VPN. A VPN is a virtual private network. I'm telling you guys, this is something that next month, it will be 2 years that I've been talking about this company, and I used this product prior to them becoming a sponsor. It is absolutely amazing. What it does is it gives you a level of encryption from your cell phone, from your computers, your tablets, whatever, to any website that you go to on the web. It gives you a level of encryption to where no one can see what you're doing. No one can see your search history. It gives you complete anonymity and privacy. It is important. It is pennies a day to have this product. They give us 83% off here at iAllegedly. It was the product of the year for 2 years in a row. And I am telling you, so many of you have taken advantage of this. It is absolutely amazing. And I'm telling you, you need to have a VPN. The cool thing about a VPN also is that if you like sports or anything that is regional, as far as the Olympics, hockey, football, anything, and you want to change your location, with the click of one button, you can do it. All you have to do is change the location in the VPN. It's that simple. There's no hardware to install. You literally press one button and you have yourself your VPN protection. I've shown you guys this a bunch of times and I love showing my friends this, but literally, when you open up your app, you have your app, there's no hardware to install. On any computer, you press one button, and look, when it turns green like that, I can go online and I'm fully protected. I want you to do us a favor and let's play a game where everybody shares their internet search history over the course of, let's just say a month, okay? No, guys, you don't want that. You want the privacy. Check out Private Internet Access today. Use the link below and save 83%. The company's fantastic. Number one rated for a good reason. Check them out today and save big. It's in the drink. Now, to run with this theme that there's a cash crunch, think about this. California wineries, there's hundreds of them here in California. Vintage Wine Estates is one of the largest wine producers in the world, and they just filed for Chapter 13. They say that they did an overexpansion. They built larger facilities, added people, they have too many grapes, and people are not drinking wine like they used to drink during the pandemic. Everybody stayed at home, and honey, don't forget to bring home a couple bottles of wine. Okay, I can't even say it because I've had so much. Anyways, not so fast. People are not enjoying themselves and doing things like that. People are not drinking wine, beer, spirits, things like that. Sales are off for all that stuff right now, guys. It's off an absolute ton. So with that, you're seeing this more and more and more. One thing that blows me away in the UK is, and Steven sent me this one, you have these mortgages that are written for 2 years and 5 years. I'm telling you guys, you want the kiss of death, get an adjustable loan, because you can sit there and say, interest rates are gonna go down, that's the only way to go. Okay, they have loans right now that they write for a two-year period. The last two-year period to today was a complete nightmare. There is such a real estate crunch and houses are very expensive in the UK that they've got these two-year deals for 6%. Now they have a deal that's just under 4%, just under 4% if you lock it in for 5 years. And you have to have 40% down. Okay, so listen, those houses we looked at in the last video, $1.3 million, multiply that. Get 40% of that figure. Write a check, tough guy. Again, you can negotiate anything, guys. You don't have to be there, but to sit there and be told that you're gonna have a fixed rate mortgage for only 4 or 5 years or 2 years is insane. That, talking about putting yourself in a in financial distress and the threat, everybody thinks things are gonna continue. I'm an old man, guys, and the older I get, I want to have peace of mind and less stress and less bills so that I can go, if I wanna go on a vacation or I wanna go and have dinner with a friend or go to a ball game or something, I have that luxury. And you want that, guys. You want to not be stressed. You don't wanna go to bed at night stressed out about money. You don't wanna wake up owing people money. I'm telling you, it's the worst thing in the world. I've been there and it is awful. Get yourself out of debt and look at this. Look at ways to cut back. You have to take responsibility for this right now. It's the only thing that's gonna work. I talked about, you know, Governor Herjel and his plan. My next favorite thing is, you know, we talked a lot in the last week about pizza and about how tough the pizza business is right now, but Domino's, you know, the CEO, got to get his name again. Anyways, it's not on here. There's a great article out of the New York Post talking about all these value meals that you get from McDonald's and from KFC and from Burger King and from Sonic and all this stuff where you can get a, you know, a $1.99 hot dog and things like that. It's ridiculous. He says, these are not value meals. They don't offer any nutrition, any food. Last time I checked, guys, I haven't seen any nutritionalists say, listen, let's go eat some pizza, okay? And also the deep fried tater tots that they sell smacked in cheese don't really ring, you know, boy, this is healthy. I've never thought of that. It's always football and baseball food with Domino's. So Domino's is crying foul that these are not value meals, that they don't add value and they don't add anything healthy, okay? It's like a drug dealer saying, but my drugs aren't as bad as your drugs. You know what I mean? It's like ridiculous. So let me know what you think about all that. I'm gonna finish this video with these last few stories. And the first one is a judge blocked the Biden administration's call to get rid of non-compete agreements. I am, you know, they say that about 60% of us live our lives with non-compete agreements around us. And certain ones of them are illegal now. You can't have an employer make you sign a non-compete agreement to get paid. Last time I talked about this, I had dozens of people write me, I could not get my severance package without signing my non-compete agreement. Well, now they determined that that's illegal and that's been upheld by an appellate court. So there's that. You know, Ford and GM, I'm gonna end the video with this, have serious problems. My buddy TK from TK's Garage, I'm telling you, man, this guy I love car guys. I just love motorheads. I love guys that know about stuff like this. I love guys that when you sit there and go, hey, what do you think about this car? If they don't know about it, they know somebody who does. And they can tell you, oh, don't buy it. Service is issued. Transmission goes out about 40,000 miles. I mean, they know all these things about these cars. But Ford, sales are so bad. They had an 18% stock drop in one day on, late this week. And the problem with that is that is just the kiss of death. People are not buying these cars. They have to revamp. They've had recalls. They've had the debacle with the EV cars. And it's just catching up with them. Now, the next thing that's crazy is GM is getting rid of their Cruise, the self-driving, you know, car that they've tested and, you know, had for so long. I mean, those things are a mess. I love the stories you guys have sent me, especially in San Francisco and in Phoenix. Those two areas are really testing those self-driving, like Waymos and stuff like that. And these things get lost and they circle around blocks and people end up late for meetings and stuff. I don't want to do this yet. Maybe someday, but not today. But all three U.S. automakers, the big three, Stellantis, GM, and Ford, with Ford's 18% drop, they all took a hit. So good luck, guys. Cars are too expensive. People are spending, you know, $1,000 a month car payments. You're going to see the industry change big time. It's going to get worse in the next 6 months. Get ready. Correct me if I'm wrong. Reach out anytime. hello@iallegedly.com. Make sure you sign up for the email list, because one is going out immediately. Okay? I will see you guys very soon.